And so we invite you to close your eyes and feel, sense, visualize, or know that right now there is an iridescent cocoon around your body. And within this iridescent cocoon, there is a complete stillness and silence. Within the stillness and silence, there is the eternal fountain of peace, where everything around you right now is filled with tranquility, calmness, serenity, complete relaxation. And within this iridescent cocoon that is around you, there is nothing to do. There's no reaching for peace. It is simply being presented to you, relaxing every cell within your body, a sanctuary and refuge that you are being sheltered in, comforted in, nurtured within. And as we remain in this iridescent cocoon of peace and relaxation, let us now invite Kryon to come in with us into our iridescent cocoon and give us a message.
Can human beings stop aging? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I have a message at this point in time, in this particular program, that may be controversial. Stand by for some new information, or at least information that you suspected was there. All living things on this planet have a lifespan. It's designed that way. But the real question is whether you can stop aging is really the real question. Is could you extend your lifetime, and could you extend it grandly and greatly? And if you can, what are the attributes of that and the whys of that? I will tell you this, dear ones, that chemically the human being today is different from the human being of old. You cannot go back to the human being before 200,000 years ago with 24 chromosomes and make any judgment about lifespan or anything else, because they are not you. Now, if this is new information to you, you need to then review some of the things that have been channeled, not just by me. Some of the things that even your science has said. You have 23 chromosomes. You did not come from the lineage of the 24. Something happened, and it happened 200,000 years ago to make you different today than your ancient ancestors, the human being of yesterday. And so the parameters change with health and lifespan, and even that which is rejuvenation. Now, your bodies are designed to rejuvenate. Your bodies, all the cells of your bodies, even the ones that science tells you do not rejuvenate, they do. It just may be on a scale they're not used to or have not seen yet. You are designed not to age, to get old, to be infirm, or lose mental capacity. That is not the design at all. The design is a rejuvenation that keeps you healthy and alert to the end. At that end could be double or more what you are currently living now. Have I got your attention yet? I wish to give you some information that you should know about and perhaps think about and apply if you wish. What is the secret to longevity? And that is living a long time with vitality, with energy, and with health. And I will give you the key, what it is. Not how to get there, but what it is. The key is a strong immune system, period. If your immune system of the human body is strong, you will then not be catching the things that diminish the chemistry or that which reduces the ability to rejuvenate. As long as your immune system is strong, that balance that you need, and it is a balance, dear ones, that balance you have and need will be the key to rejuvenation. Rejuvenation is going to give you the new skin cells and all the organs and even synapses and the brain, even the things of the heart that science is permanently there from birth. It rejuvenates as well. You are designed to live at least twice what you are living today as an average lifespan of humanity. This immune system that I'm talking about, there is even evidence of what I'm saying to you right now. And you got to see it, if you wondered about it, when you had the pandemic. How many of you in this culture I am speaking of right now remember what was told of you to watch for, to be careful of, and to experience? Many of you were told that if you caught the COVID virus, if it then entered your body, that some of you would feel almost like it was a common cold. And that you could come out of it very quickly. At the same time, you were told others better go to the hospital right away. Could be a life sentence, a death sentence. What's the difference and why? In the past, when you had certain kinds of plagues, they affected everyone the same. If you contracted it, there was no cure and you died. Suddenly, you have a virus that reacts so differently to various human beings, some will barely know they have it, and some will go to the hospital. What is the difference? I just gave it to you. The strength of the immune system. Those who have very few colds or flus sailed through even getting the virus, and it was marginal, uncomfortable, but not a hospital visit, not a death sentence. Others went right to the hospital to pass away. There are some who say, well, it had to do with how old you were. Because the older you are, you're told, the less strong your immune system would be. That is incorrect. You can have a strong immune system right to the end of life, a life that would live a very long time, and then the rejuvenation process would deteriorate, the telomeres would shrink, and that would be the end. But that would be the end in a lifetime that was very long, not the ones you have now. And wouldn't go into intense hospice care and all the other things that you have right now because you don't know how to strengthen your immune system. You're not aware of the connection of the immune system. What else did COVID show you that hasn't been reported accurately? There are those in other cultures, and some in your cultures, who through bad habits have deteriorated the respiratory system because COVID was a respiratory virus. And if you had bad habits that then beat up that system that was respiratory, you have then beat up your immune system. And in that, you invited the virus to have its way. Very, very difficult for you to recover from a respiratory system when you had already damaged your lungs. Am I getting through? The stronger you can make this immune system of yours, the longer you will live. The one word that I'll give you is balance. The body desires and needs and wants chemical balance. There is no other way around this. If you have a weak immune system, you'll not live as long. So I'm going to tell you some of the things that will create a stronger immune system. And this isn't just some of the things. It probably encompasses more than you think. And I'm going to give it to you as I have in the past, in the days where you really thought I was talking about some ideas, rather than the key to that which is a strong immune system. The first thing I will tell you is not all of you are eating properly to create chemical balance. You know what I speak of? It's very common in your day to now look at the foods you eat and the things you eat, the chemistry that is in the foods you eat, and realize that it's not doing its job. It's not a balance that the body wants or expects, and it's not creating the chemical balance the body needs for all the chemistry. And so there is a turn to some supplements that would work for you. This is common, and I will tell you what the best ones are. Now, this is controversial, but it will be shown someday. This planet of yours is designed to cooperate with everything that the human being is about. It's designed to cooperate with your consciousness, with your grid systems, all of the things that we speak of, that the human being is part of, this planet is also part of. We have been channeling these things for years. The Earth is your partner. Look for supplements you might take to help balance the chemistry of your body to create a strong immune system that are live essences. Now, live essences can be extracts of almost anything from the forest, from the roots of the land, even from the air itself. There are things you have not discovered yet which are live essences of Gaia, which will then cooperate with you not only in chemistry ways but also consciousness ways. Look to the ocean. The life there, the plant life there, the algae there, all of these things. Look to the lakes. There are so many live essences. Look to the flowers. There are so greatly enhanced essences of this planet that could be refined and given to you to help that which is not only your health, but also the next step that we'll talk about, and that is your consciousness. What I'm about to tell you is the next step. When you realize that the immune system actually extends life, and you can strengthen it and extend life, I know you'll be interested in the live essences supplements and all that complements that which is you, but there's more. There is much more. The things that I have been talking about for years that shorten your life that you don't know about. And here they are. Are you ready? Fear. Worry. Anxiety. Unpeacefulness. Have you experienced any of that, dear ones? Are you aware of what the catalyst for long life is in chemistry in the body that is emotional? It is joy. It is laughter. It is peacefulness. These are the things that the body then reacts to and will work with as much as it does any live essence supplement. The two of these combined together when you have live essence supplements from the earth working with your chemistry, when you have the joy of being loved from this planet and you relax into who you are, your lifespan will add years and years and years. Common colds won't touch you. Flus won't touch you. Even major diseases have a hard time getting in with a cellular structure that vibrates with joy. Did you know that, dear ones? Can a human being stop aging? Perhaps not stop it, but slow it down to at least a quarter of what you experience right now. I tell you these things, oh dear ones studying mastery, to know why the masters lived so long. You can see it. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.